100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Only 10% of SMEs go for public tenders in this country. Why, oh why? It's a wasted opportunity for businesses and it's a lack of competition for the state procurement process, implying higher tender prices. Tender Scouts Tony Corrigan has been on the show with us in the past, and Tony tears his hair out trying to encourage more SMEs to go for tenders, and he's at it again because he says the prize is just too big to pass up. Tony, 10% of SMEs tender. What the hell are the other 90% doing?
I think the other 90% think that they've no chance of competing.
It's this perception,
they don't.
Isn't there? Yeah.
And it is very disappointing when we look at the data. We see that there's actually a decreasing number of companies across Europe competing for opportunities. So the time has never been better.
And I think you probably saw Neil MacDonald of ISME out telling us that if Brexit goes through as is thought it will do, it means that the British will very often not be able to tender for these EU tenders. So there's an even bigger pool awaiting.
Yeah, I think the British will still be able to compete for tenders, but there is absolutely an opportunity there. Actually, Irish companies win about 17% of the...
How much?
17% of the money that Irish companies win from tendering, they actually win outside of Ireland right now. That's actually the highest in the EU.
That's very good.
It is. So it's a little bit surprising. I don't think Irish companies actually know how well that they actually can do across Europe when they do compete for opportunities. But really, the tragic thing is that just 10% of them even bother to put pen to paper in the first place.
Yeah, but you belong to that little ecosystem of tender lovers. And anybody else in business says, oh my God, you have to write these big, long tenders. And you always get that feeling that there's funny business going on behind the scenes and you just haven't got time because your existing customers have to be looked after, etc., etc.
Well, I hate tenders as much as anybody, possibly even more because I've had to do so many of them over the years. And that's why we built a piece of technology to simplify the process as much as we can. So with the technology, companies that come to the platform see more opportunities first off, but they get the opportunity to qualify those opportunities. So they're only competing for ones that we think they actually have a good chance of winning. And then we give them the templates and all of the boilerplate materials so that when you're actually writing a tender, if you're using Tender Scout, you'll be doing so in a third of the time.
Okay, and how much does that cost?
So it costs anything from 350 a month to 1200 a month and upwards of that, depending on how much tendering you're actually doing. But I think the most important thing is for companies to understand that there really is an opportunity to win business. And the first thing to do is to start competing for business.
I don't know if you've got an answer for this one. Is there funny business behind the tendering process?
No, there isn't funny business. In most cases, it's entirely above board. What there is, though, I think, is a lack of experience and expertise from both buyers and suppliers. So very often you will find tenders being put out there where the buyer just doesn't really know what they're looking for. They don't know how much it's likely to cost because they haven't consulted with suppliers beforehand. On the other side of it, you see suppliers continually putting in substandard proposals, not putting their best foot forward, presenting themselves in a poor way. So you often end up with this mishmash where you've buyers who don't know what they want to buy and suppliers who don't know how to sell what they have to sell. And those are the real challenges. It's lack of education, I think, across the entirety of the system.
And the text coming in on 53102, the bureaucracy around public procurement is horrendous and too costly.
It is, but there are platforms like Tender Scout isn't the only one, though I can't think of another one off the top of my head. But that's really what we're all about. It's eliminating the bureaucracy and the complexity of the process so that all you actually have to focus on is your value proposition, the little bit of the pricing that you need to put in, the CVs of the people you're going to put forward, and this particular solution that you're offering.
Now, we mentioned Europe because you're not just about Ireland. Have you ever tendered successfully on behalf of clients into the States?
We have, we just had a client win a contract for environmental management systems in Texas, as it happens, just last week.
That's very good. That was unprepared, I can tell you.
Unprepared. And just a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a client in Ottawa in Canada collaborate with a client in Kilkenny called GlassEye to compete for a tender in the University of Cardiff. So it's really a global business, and we are bringing companies from around the world together to compete for those opportunities.
It is, and again, we had this conversation about tendering worldwide, is that it is actually a strength if you can co-tender with companies out of Ottawa or out of States or wherever, isn't that correct?
It is, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's increasingly rare, I guess, that one company can do everything. And across the world, like in the US as an example, 24% of contracts are set aside specifically for SMEs. There's a similar target in the UK. And while there isn't official targets across Europe, there are guidelines for the same thing. But if you can get two or three SMEs collaborating together and sharing their pools of resources and skills and finance, it is much easier to win contracts.
One of the things that I have noticed on tenders in Ireland is the thresholds. They're just daft frequently, is that they're expecting you to, you know, have a turnover of 10 million and you might be pitching for a 10,000 euro tender.
I think that's happening less, but and it's something you can always challenge.
I saw one very recently again. Very recently.
Well, I do know I had a company come to me recently. They wanted to compete for a contract and the minimum threshold was 12 million. They had a turnover of 3 million. By collaborating with another company with a larger turnover, they were able to get to the over the threshold. That's one of the advantages of collaborating with another company, because you can combine your two turnovers together to get over those thresholds.
And there are always ways and means around. So you are trying to get people to go for, there's the 9 billion in this country, and the worldwide?
It's 3.1 trillion or more.
It's a massive figure. If anybody wants to find you, they will find you at
tenderscout.com.
That's an easy one. And there's a lot of money out there. And that is Tenderscout, Tony Corrigan, the boss, founder of Tenderscout, who has joined Team SBS a couple of times and hopefully will be back. And you can come back and tell me about any other big wins that anybody has. So congratulations to those who got those big ones during the week. We are going to take a quick break, after which we will be going to the AIB Startup Academy.
100 to 102, Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.